Animal Hero, Puppies Behind Bars by Jennifer Beck. When Gloria Gilbert Stoka started Puppies Behind Bars, PBB, in 1997, few believed a program allowing inmates to raise guide dogs would work. But now, 4 years later, the results have changed minds. The program is not only turning out well-loved, well-trained guide dogs, it's also having a positive effect on its inmate puppy raisers. Are we raising guide dogs? Yes. Is that the first and foremost thing we're doing? Yes. However, these are people who are being given an opportunity to learn important basic life lessons, and they're learning via these dogs, Gloria Gilbert Stoka, PB founder, says. Surprising as it may seem, for most of her life, Gloria Gilbert Stoka had little to no faith in prison rehabilitation programs. A political conservative, Stoka was working for New York Mayor Rudolph Giuliani when she learned of two programs, one in Florida and one in Ohio, that were utilizing inmates to raise puppies for eventual guide dog work. After several months of research, she quit her job with Giuliani's office and went on to establish her own organization, Puppies Behind Bars. The program was implemented first at New York State's Bedford Hills Correctional Facility, a maximum security prison for women, in 1997. Then at the Fishkill Correctional Facility, also in New York, in 1998. Inmates are interviewed and carefully screened before being allowed to become puppy raisers. They cannot have committed heinous crimes and must have at least 2 years left on their sentences. The puppies stay with the inmates from 8 weeks old to 16 or 18 months. Some inmates say that raising the dogs has helped them become better parents. Quote, raising Rosie, I've developed some patience and more understanding, and I saw that was being transferred to my relationship with my son. It's all learning from raising the dogs, using that technique of never setting the dogs up to fail, so says an inmate from Fishkill Correction Facility. Once an inmate is given a puppy to raise, they spend all of their time with the dogs, feeding them, cuddling them, house training them. The puppies even sleep in the inmate's cells. Says Fishkill inmate Don, this is a very impersonal place, prison. Sometimes a lot of emotions have to be held dormant, and by having another being in a cell with us or in a room with us, you have someone there that's looking to you, that can give you friendship, that really likes you just for being who you are. Training dogs requires attending classes twice a week and involves a lot of homework, ranging from obvious things like reading the puppy raiser's manual to learning to give commands in foreign languages in case the dogs find homes overseas. Kaika W. says the hard work is its own reward. Quote, the purpose of training these animals fulfills the desire to do something good, because inmates usually have so many bad feelings about themselves. With the participation in this program, some of those feelings have a chance to change. Originally, New York State prison officials were among the strongest opponents to Puppies Behind Bars. They expressed concern for the dog's safety and worried the inmates could not show the kind of love and discipline necessary to raise them. But in the special dormitory set aside for the puppy raisers, guard-prisoner relations have greatly improved. Fishkill Corrections Officer Lieutenant Greta Wilkerson says having the dogs in prison, quote, has made this a different place to work. When you see the dogs walking around, you have to smile. It's made us all grow. Puppies Behind Bars successes have won its support from one skeptical guide dog schools as well. Janine Stanley, former president of Guide Dog Users Incorporated, came away from a visit to the Fishkill Correctional Facility singing its praises. This is a different caliber of dog coming out of the prison, says Stanley. They're more stable, more well-adjusted. The one-on-one attention they get as they grow up is really valuable. The blind recipients of the dogs agree. Judy Goldman, a former nurse living in Pittsburgh, says her dog Lucy, quote, was so well behaved we began calling her the executive dog because all her moves were so perfect. For most of the inmates, the hardest part of being a puppy raiser is knowing that one day the dogs will have to leave, first for additional training and then for permanent placement in a home. But Stoka says the inmates find solace in knowing they've performed such an important service. Many of the blind feel depressed helpless, even fear for their safety before they get their dogs. Recalls a photo one of PBB's guide dog recipients sent her. It was, quote, a picture of herself and her dog striding along a country road. That picture will forever remain in my mind. A beautiful young woman enjoying life to its fullest was made possible by the gift of a guide dog. Gloria Gilbert Stoga opened another chapter of Puppies Behind Bars at the Edna Mahan Correctional Facility in New Jersey last month. She plans to get started at the Mid-Orange Correctional Facility in Warwick, New York in August.